over the years. Mr. Abrams, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Senator Lay. I appreciate your invitation for me to appear here today. The description of the constitutional amendment that is before you today states in its text that it, quote, relates to the contributions and expenditures intended to affect elections, unquote. That's one way to say it. I think it would have been more revealing to say that it actually relates to speech intended to affect elections. I think it would be even more accurate to say that it relates to limiting speech intended to affect elections. And that's the core problem with it. It is intended to limit speech about elections, and it would do just that. To start at the beginning, and this has been said before, it is worth repeating, no ruling providing First Amendment protection has ever been reversed by a constitutional amendment. No ruling by the Supreme Court. No speech that the Supreme Court has concluded warranted First Amendment protection has ever been transformed by a constitutional amendment into becoming unprotected speech and thus subject to criminal sanctions. Think of what we protect under the First Amendment. Chief Justice Roberts, in the McCutcheon opinion, observed that money and politics may be repugnant to some, but so too does much of what the First Amendment vigorously protects. If the First Amendment protects flag burning, funeral protests, and Nazi parades, despite the profound offense that such spectacles cause, it surely protects political campaign speech, despite popular opposition.